WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Olympic gold, Florida storm. I'm Elliot Francis. The U.S. women's gymnastics team put on quite a show at the Summer Olympics in Rio Sunday. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum was there.
Simone Biles is only 4 feet, 8 inches tall, but she dominates in the gymnastics arena. The women's team came out on top in the trials ahead of China by 10 points. A huge gap here.
I think I did very well, and my whole team did amazing. So we're super excited going into team finals, and we're very confident.
Allie Reisman said they're trying to stay relaxed, even though expectations are high for her and her teammates.
Once it started, we were really calm. I think before we marched out in the warm-ups, we were really nervous.
They'll likely win several gold medals here at Baja Olympic Park. Steve Kastenbaum in Rio de Janeiro.
Flooding rain expected on Florida's Gulf Coast today. Meteorologist Pedram Javahari.
15 to 20 inches have been estimated to come down in the past 2 days just offshore. The concern is we've got flood watches already posted along the immediate coast.
A flood watch in effect till Tuesday. I'm Elliot Francis. The son of a Kansas lawmaker is dead following an accident at a water park. Correspondent Reed Binion reports.
We honestly don't know what's happened. That's why an investigation, a full investigation, is necessary.
Schlitterbahn Water Park's corporate communications director addressing the tragic death of a boy killed Sunday while riding the world's tallest water slide. Caleb Thomas Schwab, son of Kansas State Legislator Scott Schwab, was just 10 years old. He was killed while riding the Verrucht, a towering 17-story water slide at Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City. State authorities are investigating the tragedy as the park remains shuttered. I'm Reed Binion.
Michael Phelps added another gold medal to his collection. Legendary swimmer captured his first gold in Rio as part of the 4x100-meter freestyle relay team. It's his 23rd Olympic medal overall. And Russia has been banned from competing in the Paralympic Games for disabled athletes next month. The International Paralympic Committee has strongly condemned Russia's years of state-sponsored doping. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. It's Olympic gold for Bethesda's Katie Ledecky, who set a new Olympic record in the 400-meter freestyle. And in a few hours, we'll get to see the best female swimmer in the world do her second Olympic event.
Today, we'll see Ledecky swim the 200-meter freestyle heats and semifinals. Coach Sue Chen with the nation's Capital Swim Club says watching's
horrible. It is nerve-wracking.
Even though she's not Ledecky's head coach, she works with Bruce Gemmell and his swimmers. When Chen talked to Gemmell Friday, he told her,
Katie's happy and just taking it all in. Very, very excited.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
People whose homes or businesses in historic Ellicott City were damaged in the flood will have a chance to go back in today to begin the cleanup. From noon to 7:30, residents and business owners will have access to their damaged buildings. Meanwhile, hard realities are starting to set in Ellicott City more than a week since floodwaters tore apart the town's historic Main Street.
The rushing water in its wake not only tore apart homes and businesses, but consequently has left quite a few people jobless, which means it's perfect timing for Howard County to hold a job fair this morning.
We have a number of businesses coming, customer service, healthcare, retail, IT, construction.
Francine Trout does workforce development for the county.
We've had a great outpouring of support, actually, from the business community. Number of folks have been contacting us, interested in hiring individuals.
It runs through 1:30 this afternoon at the Disaster Assistance Center on Frederick Road in Ellicott City. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An off-duty WSSC police officer shot a man who broke into the officer's home in Laurel yesterday afternoon. The officer shot the suspect in the arm. His injury is said to be not life-threatening. Prince George's County Police are expected to release more details later today. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,544, the NASDAQ at 52,21. Sports, the Nats beat the Giants, the O's crushed the White Sox. In Rio, the U.S. now has 3 gold medals, 12 overall, gold medals for Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps. WMAL News Time 5:04, up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway, Maryland, overnight road work, that's what crews are clearing. First and Greenbelt will begin out a loop near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. They had been along the right side on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway between the Beltway, Laurel, Route 32, and through that stretch each direction. Travel lanes are open. Outer loop as you leave College Park around toward New Hampshire Avenue. That looks good. They had the overnight road work, so I see a little bit of tap on the brakes there. So do watch for the workers picking up the last of the cones. Other than that, we're looking good across the Legion Bridge, at the Wilson Bridge, and Beltway through Tyson's area. It's quiet. 66 East pushing from Manassas and up through to the Beltway with travel lanes currently open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning will break. We'll get under high pressure, becoming partly cloudy in 89 this afternoon. Tonight, some clouds and warm 71, but that's about normal. Tomorrow, some change, subtle changes, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Springfield, 64 in Greenbelt, 73 degrees in Washington. Jeb Bush's son is breaking with his father and backing Donald Trump. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
5:07 on this Monday morning in the nation's capital. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, getting your day started the right way, and I'm glad you are. 7:05 brings us Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. 7:15, we're going to check in with our man in Rio, Steve Kastenbaum, to get the latest on the Summer Olympics. 8:05 brings us our friend Tucker Carlson on his predictions for this week in politics. And at 8:35, Katherine Engelbrecht, True the Vote. You worried about a rigged election? We'll talk to Katherine Engelbrecht. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, here's a question for you to start off our Monday morning. And it's very simple. Is it time for year-round schools? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Is it time for kids to go to school around the entire calendar and not take a big summer break? This is being raised because in the District of Columbia right now, a bunch of schools are starting early, and they're beginning this whole project of moving from a 10-month schedule for instruction to a 12-month schedule for instruction. And this is in Ward 7 and Ward 8, where they have underachieving schools. One school, for example, 70% of the students in the 2014-2015 school year did not meet the expectations in math and English, 70%. Some charter schools in the District of Columbia have been doing this for some time now. And so the question comes, is it a good idea? They seem to think that you lose a lot during the summer when you take time off. They call it the summer brain drain. And they say that, you know, the stuff you learned in the regular school year just sort of evaporates over the course of the summer. And the way that you do that is that you go to school year-round. And by the way, under this plan, by the time these kids get to high school, they will have gotten approximately an additional year of instruction. So is this a way to break out in some underperforming schools and to bring the kids up to a spec, have them meet the standards that are expected in education today? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know, I really do love summer vacations with the kids. I really love taking that time off and giving them a little downtime. And I really love the time spent with family. But I really do think that perhaps we need to reconsider this idea, because for many, many, many years we've based our education system on an idea that, well, you know, we needed kids in the fields during the summer. Well, most kids don't work in the fields during the summer now. We certainly don't seem to need that, but it's a tradition that's continued over all these years, and I think maybe it is time to reconsider this idea. Maybe we as a nation would have stronger students if they didn't lose education for a couple of months out of the year. That's my opinion. What do you think? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMLARRY. It certainly does change tradition in this country when you start to make changes like that.
Well, it's not a good idea, Brian. It's a great idea. It's an excellent idea. It's an idea that is way past its time. And I know that some school districts around the country have embraced this over the years. And I don't understand why it hasn't caught fire in a more realistic way and in a bigger way. Here's the deal. If you're doing it right, your kid is learning year-round, right? I mean, if you're doing it right, your kid isn't just learning during the hours that your kid is at school. You should be a part of your kid's education. You should be a part of your kid's learning process. Since when does that stop, you know, at the end of the school day, or for that matter, on the weekend, or for that matter, over the summer? You should be, and I think, sadly, too many parents just say, okay, time for everyone to take a vacation, including mom and dad, and we're not going to worry about your education or learning over the summertime. No, that ain't the way to do it. And number one, it's a great thing for the kids in terms of their learning process, because, I'm sorry, you don't get a summer vacation, do you? No, sir, you don't. And number two, there's another reason why I think this is a good idea, and that's for your quality of life, because guess what? When you start taking vacations with your kids at times when the rest of the country is not taking vacations, instead of summers, you're maybe taking a vacation during, you know, the late fall, early winter, not necessarily just at Christmas time. You're taking springtime vacations. You get a lot of better deals. It's not as expensive to go on vacation than it is during summertime. So you can actually travel more and do more with your kids. And guess what? That's part of the education process, too. I think that as long as the actual time spent in instruction is quality time instead of just, you know, frittering away all this extra time with nonsense, I love the idea. I know as a homeschool parent, that's exactly how I looked at my kids' curriculum. It was not a several hours a day thing. It was a everyday thing, all year round thing.
Well, let's see what you think about it. Al in Silver Spring, start us off. Are Larry and I correct?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I hate to say it, but it's a very typically liberal response. More is always better. And the answer to everything is more money. Now it's more school. And, 20, 30 years ago, we used to have, 40 years ago, we went even less school. And the scores were far better, and the students coming out were far better. So I don't understand why it's always more is better.
Well, but what about this idea that when you take a couple of months off during the summer, that you lose some of the stuff that you have learned, and then you have to spend, like the first month or so when the kids come back, just getting them back up to where they were?
Well, the problem with that is that that's part of our educational system. In Europe, they don't do it that way. We have this idea of testing. These massive tests where we test finals and stuff. People study for these finals, they cram, they take them, then they brain dump anyway.
All right. Well, listen, I think it's going to be hard to change a lot of people's minds because it's just the way we've always done it.
Well, there's a lot of things the way we've always done it, but that doesn't mean that it's superior. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I sound liberal to Al. I don't consider it a liberal or a conservative concept. I just think it's what's going to be effective and what isn't going to be effective. It doesn't make logical choice. It doesn't make logical sense that if you're trying to teach a child, taking a giant 12-week break in the middle of the year isn't going to be as effective as taking smaller breaks throughout the year.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with the concept at all. Tom and Alexandria, you're up next. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I've said for a while that I thought we should divide the school up into four quarters, with each quarter having like a 2 to 3 week break in between, much like we do for Christmas now. And because for a couple reasons. First of all, there is the retention factor, like you talked about. It's less affected in a 2 to 3 week time period. The second reason is because, by the end of the school year, the kids are just as bored as anybody else. I mean, by the end of the summer break, they're bored. And, particularly with teenagers, that gives them time to then think about getting in trouble, not just, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is I think the biggest thing that's going to prevent this is going to be the teachers union, because they've always fought this wherever it's been raised, because the teachers like to get jobs over the summer to make extra money.
Well, here, this is an interesting idea, because in this particular, one particular school they looked at in the Washington Post, when they moved the teachers from a 10-month to a 12-month contract, they said, look, if you don't want to do this, you know, we'll let you move to another school. 90% of the teachers stayed and were happy with the change in the, so it's, you know, what I did not see in the story and what I need to bear down on is how much more does this actually cost? Because that's a factor you need to take into consideration. But if the end result is with a minor expenditure, you get a better result in the education of our children, maybe it's this is one of those times where an investment might be worth it. Well, listen, more of your calls straight ahead.
It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Garbage Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, we're cruising 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. In fact, all over the region looks pretty good here for the start of our Monday morning commute. Watch on the outer loop, though, heading from 270 over toward College Park. Outer loop, just a brief tap on the brakes as you pass University Boulevard. Minor crash was quickly to the shoulder. We don't want that to be a second accident. See the distraction again on the outer loop near University Boulevard. Baltimore Washington Parkway, good. George Washington Parkway without any incidents. And for Virginia, 95, 395, and into town lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy this morning and then becoming partly cloudy later in the day as those morning clouds burn off. High of 89 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 71. And then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Might see a stray shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow. High of 87. But the temperature is definitely more manageable this week. High of 75 degrees. Excuse me, right now, it's 75 degrees in the nation's capital at 516.
Home Air Services will turn your home into a cool, comfortable oasis this summer. Save up to $1,500 on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
Well, there you have it. Is it time to start school year-round? I mean, in the District of Columbia, look out. There'll be school buses in Ward 7 and 8 as 10 classes move to this idea of year-round instruction. Is this something that whose time has come, or do you think it's still a bad idea and that we need to give the kids a break in the summer? Cynthia in Sterling, you're up next with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I was going to say something else, but as far as the brain drain, you actually learn better if you get a break and then you come back. It reinforces it better to step away, even when you're just studying, to step away and then come back. So to me, that's a reinforcement. But also, my other statement is, do we want them to have more time to indoctrinate our kids? They already have enough time that they're not just teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're teaching other things. But a third thing is, I talked to somebody in North Carolina whose children were in that setup, and it's 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off. And some kids do better in that situation because you're learning in shorter spurts.
Yep.
And some children actually have a harder time with it because they don't have enough time to get it in their heads what they're being taught.
All right, Cynthia. Well, listen, I know that not every model fits every child, but I can tell you, and this is 100%, every single parent that I've ever talked to that has the 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off model, they love it from the parents' perspective, and they think it's great for their kids. And I'm telling you, I'm sure that there are parents out there who don't like it, but this is one of the weirdest things. But I've spoken to parents for the last 15 years about this issue, and all of them love the 9-on-3-off model.
That's not an interesting idea. How about Bill in Fairfax? What do you think, Bill?
Hey, guys, great. Hey, guys, how's it going? Love the show.
Thank you.
On one aspect, it's one thing if you live in a state like Florida, Arizona, Hawaii, where you have year-round sunshine, and you can do year-round summer activities in December, January, February. If you live in a place such as the D.C. area, Minnesota, North Dakota, the only time of year that you have to enjoy those type of activities is the summertime. Why do you want to give kids off, 3 weeks in February and, in Minneapolis or Fargo when it's going to be, 10 degrees out and gloomy?
Well, that's an interesting point, but I mean, what's the most important thing?
Yeah,
you know, having your kids learn or giving them a little sunshine. One of the other things, by the way, weather is a factor in some parts of the country. There are actually school systems in this country where the schools don't have air conditioners; they just don't have them, and that's why they're out in the summer. Is because it gets too hot to go to class to some degree, and that would mean a huge investment in infrastructure if you were to implement it in some of those school districts.
I suppose. And listen, you do make a point. And I think quality of life is an important thing for the kids. I think the kids are going to enjoy all the seasons and be able to enjoy winter sports and enjoy spring and fall sports. But let me go back to one other thing. Do we think that our competitors in China or in other nations right now are thinking to themselves, geez, you know, we have this choice that will actually teach our kids better, but we've got this other choice that allows them to enjoy the sunshine more. Let's let our kids enjoy the sunshine. I think our international competitors are not focusing on that aspect. And I think we need to look at the whole child and all of the things that we're teaching our kid.
Dwayne in Alexandria, you're up next with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're well.
My granddaughter and them, and I'm from Indiana, and yeah. I live in Virginia now. Indiana switched a few years back. And she seemed to enjoy. She said she enjoyed the time off, and it does keep them more engaged when they go back because they don't forget as much. So it seemed to help them quite a bit. I don't know what to say about anything else, but that's what my granddaughter told me.
Yeah, I listen, and I think your granddaughter certainly echoes what I hear from other parents and children. And I know it's not the way we've been doing things, but you know the way we've been doing things ain't working out real well right now. Maybe it's time to shake things up.
Some districts, it's certainly not. John and Lyndon, you're up next with Brian and Larry. Your thought?
Oh, I've got so many things to say now, but the bottom line is summertime is a time to decompress, to do other things in school. I'm against this stuff because you got to let the kid go out and be the kid. And parenting is everything. If you have a parent who's not taking care of that child during the school year, he's not going to take care of them in the summertime. It doesn't really matter if you don't set up things for the kid to do in the summertime. And it's them time.
So, John, if you get 2 weeks vacation, do you prefer to work 50 weeks and take the 2 weeks all at once? Or do you prefer to spread it out over the year so you have multiple breaks?
Well, I get 3 weeks and I take them all at once.
You do? All right, John, listen, different strokes for different folks. Frankly, I think most people prefer to break it out so they get little breaks throughout the year. And that's sort of what this model is. But again, that's why we're having the conversation.
It's 5:22.
Does this election season have you thinking about retirement? It may be time for a lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I think it's critically important for federal employees to be prepared, know your benefit calculations, understand your Social Security options, your pension options, your TSP options and the like, and just be ready for what comes ahead, whether it be change in politics or the markets or whatever is in front of us.
Learn more on the retirement professor Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
I mean, it is that time where you start thinking about the kids going back to school, but take a moment to also think about home security or security at your place of work and business. Do you have a good system there? Well, Ackerman can help. For just $19.95 a month, Ackerman can protect you with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, carbon monoxide, all with a guaranteed response time. And if you really want to be in the know, for just a few dollars more, you can get their high technology options that let you see what's going on your smartphone or on your tablet. You can control lights, thermostats, locks through the smartphone as well, all high-tech and secure. And as I said, just a few dollars more. Security is all they do at Ackerman, and they do it better than anyone else. And they have a guaranteed response time, as I said, great customer service, certified monitoring. Ackerman makes sure that you are always safe and protected. And if you make the switch and save right now by calling Ackerman at 888-999-1070 and mention WMAL, you'll get 3 months of monitoring free. Mention WMAL, 3 months of monitoring free. That number again is 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hopetms.com. greenbrook.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
It is 5:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, yes. You want to know the news on the roads because it's nice, nice and quiet. No troubles if you're coming in, say, from the west on 66, leaving Leesburg through Ashburn, Route 7, Greenway, Toll Road, 270 off to a good start. Around the Beltway, we did have some overnight construction. Looks like that's been picked up so good as well as you head through College Park and in Greenbelt. On the outer loop, from College Park as you approach University Boulevard toward New Hampshire Avenue, it was a minor crash over to the shoulder. There's still some activity there. You're coming up on it at speed, so really be careful. Again, Beltway between University Boulevard, New Hampshire Avenue on that outer loop stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will be up pretty close to where we should be this time of year. Some overcast this morning, but eventually becoming partly cloudy. We'll make it up to about 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees at 526.
We're talking about this idea of year-round schools. In the District of Columbia, 10 schools are starting class today, and they're going to start going year-round. Good idea, bad idea. How about, let's go to Ben in Winchester. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Ben.
Well, hey, I think it's a great idea. I think, however, there's going to be a lot of practical things to think about. Like right now, let's say September, between 9 and 2, you see some kid on the street, you're like, hey, why aren't you in school?
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we got to make sure that the police departments and everybody knows, you know, the truancy rules and knows what the school district's new rules are to make sure that that's not an issue.
Hadn't thought about that.
And I mean, I also think in terms of, like, the kids who get school lunch because, you know, they need assistance, like, they're going to be fed better because they're only going 3 weeks without school lunches or breakfast, not 15 or 12.
Yes, if we do believe the message that these children starve when they're not in school and they're only fed when they go to public school, I suppose that's true too. All right, Ben. Well, listen, certainly we'll see what happens in D.C. as they begin their school year today.
See whether it works. It's now 5:27 on WMAL.
This is WMAL traffic reporter Jamie Whitten. Normally, you trust me for information that'll make your commute less complicated. Now, I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. I've been hearing Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb, Dr. Rob, and their Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Dream Team, so I decided to check them out for myself. Now I know what a truly compassionate, non-judgmental, and remarkable place it is. If you're like me, Larry, and countless others who have been to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, you'll actually start to look forward to your dental visits. Don't let fear or guilt stand in the way of your dental and emotional transformation. Let Bethesda Sedation Dentistry's award-winning practice guide you through this journey. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood, 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Coming up on WMAL, we may now have our first dead body thanks to Hillary Clinton's non-secure, unauthorized email server. And it's a dead body of a man who actually helped the United States learn more about the Iranian nuclear program. We'll give you all the details coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Bethesda native Katie Ledecky is bringing home a gold medal from the Rio Olympics, setting a new Olympic record in the 400-meter freestyle. And a man who's no stranger to Olympic glory himself is adding to his collection of gold.
Michael Phelps back with a bang. We didn't know if we were going to see him in the 4x100-meter men's relay, but I tell you what, it's good that he came out because the USA were actually slightly lagging behind the French defending champions in the first leg of that men's race. Then Michael Phelps jumped into the pool and he pulled his team ahead, and there they remained until they took the gold medal. Phelps actually recording his fastest time in the 100-meter free of 47.12 seconds last night.
Correspondent Christina McFarlane. Donald Trump is set to unveil his plan for boosting the U.S. economy in a speech today in Detroit, and it also appears he has a big task ahead of him in coming weeks.
Donald Trump has a lot of work to do to catch up with Hillary Clinton. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows Clinton with a sizable 8-point lead over Trump, a similar margin to other recent surveys, including CNN's. Clinton benefited from a bump after the Democratic National Convention, and Trump is coming off a week filled with one controversy after another. Republicans have been pushing Trump to focus his energy on Hillary Clinton, and this weekend, he seemed to get the message.
Correspondent Scott McClain. Residents and workers will be let into their buildings in historic Ellicott City for a few hours today to get some cleanup work done after the devastating flash flood a week ago. Those affected by the flood were allowed to return briefly yesterday to remove trash and debris from their properties. And Maryland's Public School Teachers Union is blasting Governor Larry Hogan for referring to some union advocates and lobbyists as thugs. He made the remark in a Facebook post responding to criticism of his decision not to spend some state funds set aside by lawmakers to help pay teacher pensions. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,544, the NASDAQ at 5221. Sports wins for both the Nets and the O's. Ichiro Suzuki joins the elite 3,000 hit club at the Olympics in Rio. Gold medals for swimmers Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps. The U.S. now has 3 gold, 12 overall. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounter's experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounter's 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great place.
1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And not a bad start around the region. Capital Beltway looks good. Maryland and Virginia. Seeing some brake lights. Virginia 95 North just starting to form as you push in toward Aquia out of Stafford. Dale City to Woodbridge. Pretty normal stretches where it gets heavy early. 66 has been quiet for the start out of Manassas up through to the Beltway. And westbound, there's road work that's set up as you head out toward Haymarket, so watch for the work crews again. Westbound side of 66, 270 south, a little bit of volume as well through Urbana and pushing down toward Hyattstown. No problems on 95, Baltimore Washington Parkway, heading into town and heading on the southeast southwest freeway. Each direction good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of shape as we kick off a new work week. We're seeing a few clouds around this morning, becoming partly cloudy as we go through the afternoon in the upper 80s. Low 70s tonight, partial clouds. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Dumfries, 68 in La Plata, 73 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, Monday morning, a great-looking day, unless you're flying out of an airport on a Delta Airline flight. They've got some problems. We'll give you the details on that in just a few moments. Coming up at 7:05, Joe DeGenova will join us to talk about legal matters, and there's a lot to discuss. Steve Kastenbaum is in Rio to give us an Olympic update. Tucker Carlson at 8:05, 8:35, Catherine Engelbrecht. Listen, if you're concerned about voter integrity, she's the gal that's got the answer to it all. Catherine Engelbrecht, big victory in court just the other day. She'll join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Who is Shahram Amiri? Who is Shahram Amiri? Is he the first man to die because of Hillary Clinton's email scheme? Brian Wilson, you've often said that as soon as we start discovering people who have died because they were discovered or uncovered due to the sloppy nature of Hillary Clinton's email protocols, that could be a game changer.
Yeah, I think it always has been a case where if you could prove that this happened because information was uncovered by our enemies off of Hillary's homebrew server, then you've got it changes.
Well,
things.
So let's. I've got some details on this, and it appears, at least in Senator Tom Cotton's mind, that that's exactly what happened here. I'll tell you the details in a moment. First, more on Hillary Clinton's emails and her continuous lies. Now she's lying about lying about the emails. You remember last week when she had an interview with Chris Wallace, she said, hey, the FBI said everything I said was truthful, and of course, we've all discovered that that wasn't true.
Yeah, even the Washington Post gave her four Pinocchios on that one.
She spoke on Friday before a group of journalists, and
using air quotes there.
And here's what she said.
What I told the FBI, which he said was truthful, is consistent with what I have said publicly. So I may have short-circuited it, and for that, I will try to clarify.
So again, she's basically saying the same thing.
Yeah.
What I told the FBI, which he said was truthful, is consistent with what I said publicly. Well, that's not true, what she said, but basically she's lied to the American people. But what is this?
I may have short-circuited it, and for that, I will try to clarify.
What exactly did she short-circuit? Yeah.
She used the term short-circuited. She took a little short circuit in the brain And she's got problems.
Yeah, she's got problems. Short-circuited. Chuck Todd questions that comment as well.
Short-circuit. Bad 80s movie.
Yeah, that we do know. It was a bad 80s movie. That's something that we can all agree on, Republican and Democrat. Tim Kaine, by the way, was questioned on this, and here was her response. And by the way, the question to Tim Kaine on Meet the Press was, definitively now, yes or no, did Hillary Clinton, forget about what she said to the FBI, which is the question she wanted to answer, did Hillary Clinton lie to the American people?
She said it was a mistake. I know this is something that she's learned from, and we're going to be real transparent, absolutely.
That's not really an answer,
well,
is it?
Well, not really.
We'll be real transparent. All right, which brings us to the case of Mr. Shahram Amiri. Now, who is Shahram Amiri? Shahram Amiri is an Iranian nuclear scientist. In 2009, he went to Saudi Arabia for a Muslim pilgrimage. He disappeared.
Disappeared, okay.
He appears a year later in 2010 in the United States, and there are videos of him explaining much about the Iran nuclear program and ostensibly, it appears that he gave a whole lot of information to American officials about what was going on over there in Tehran with regard to developing a nuclear weapon.
All right.
And then, in 2010, inexplicably, and for some unknown reason, he shows up at the Pakistani embassy. Of course, Iran does not have an embassy here.
Right.
But Pakistan holds an area in their embassy for people who are of Iranian descent who want some issues with their government. Okay, they basically act as a de facto.
Right.
Embassy for them, or a portion of it, and he shows up in Pakistan saying, "Take me home. I'm the scientist. I'm Amiri. I want to go home." And he comes home to a hero's welcome in Iran.
Right.
They claim that he was kidnapped by the Saudis and kidnapped by the Americans, and he's treated as a hero. And this is 2010, right?
Right.
We don't have any Hillary emails out there in the public. Nobody knows about Hillary's emails. No one's seen Hillary's emails, as far as we know, except maybe Vladimir Putin. But there's no story about her emails yet.
No.
Well, since 2010, we've uncovered her emails.
We now know a lot more.
Many of them are out there. Many of them are seen. Many of them are read. This weekend, the government of Tehran announced that they have executed Mr. Amiri. He has been executed, this Iranian scientist, and he has been executed for, I'll tell you exactly, according to the Iranian government, why he was executed. They said this person who had access to the country's secret and classified information had been linked to our hostile and number one enemy, America, the great Satan. He provided the enemy with vital and secret information of the country. He was stolen away and was given a secret trial, and he was executed this weekend. Now, that's who Mr. Amiri is.
Right.
How does it link back to Hillary Clinton's emails?
Well,
here's Senator Tom Cotton yesterday on Face the Nation.
And Iran announced today that they executed a scientist who they believe helped the United States reveal news about its nuclear program. Let me ask you about Donald Trump as president. Have you gotten more or less confident in his job and ability to handle the commander-in-chief position since you endorsed him?
Now, you hear that. That's this host. Okay, the host of Face the Nation, who's wanting to ask Tom Cotton about Donald Trump.
Right.
And listen to how great Tom Cotton handles that question.
Well, John, I know the media is obsessed with Donald Trump. I'm not going to respond to every single thing that Donald Trump has to say or that Hillary Clinton says. I'm not going to follow the back and forth in the campaign trail. What's ultimately going to matter in the long term is not who won or lost a week in the campaign, but whether the American people are safe. You mentioned the Iranian scientist that was recently executed.
Pivots right back.
Of course, I'm not going to comment on what he may or may not have done for the United States government. But in the emails that were on Hillary Clinton's private server, there were conversations among her senior advisors about this gentleman. That goes to show just how reckless and careless her decisions was to put that kind of highly classified information on a private server. But I think her judgment is not suited to keep this country safe.
In one of the emails, they say this guy was our quote-unquote friend.
Yes.
He said
Richard Morningstar, who's a former State Department official about Eurasian Energy, said, "We have a diplomatic psychological issue, not a legal one. Our friend has to be given a way out. Our person won't be able to do anything anyway. If he has to leave, so be it."
So the question is, did someone get a hold of these emails? Did it confirm for the Iranians that this guy had given secrets to the United States? And as a result of these emails that were on an unsecure server, did this guy get executed?
This guy was a hero a few years ago.
And now he's
dead. And the only new information is Hillary's emails. Also in this email, the gentleman has apparently gone to his country's interest section because he's unhappy with how much time it has taken to facilitate his departure. This could lead to problematic news stories in the next 24 hours. Yeah, that was the concern of Hillary's inner circle.
Not that the guy was going to...
Right, that one of our assets was exposed.
Yeah.
The problem was we may have problematic news stories for the next...
Yeah.
We're going to do our best to make sure that there will be problematic news stories about this in the coming days.
Yeah, watch this space. It's 5:44 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The 2016 Asia-Pacific Military Health Exchange officially ended last week in Malaysia. Held August 1st through the 5th, the conference brought nearly 500 senior military health officials from 27 countries to share experiences and strengthen partnerships. The 2017 Asia-Pacific Military Health Exchange will be held in Singapore next May. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
5:45, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, and it is. We're off to a nice, quiet start here around the Capitol Beltway. Looks good for Virginia, 395. Good time to get going from the Beltway through Landmark 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, I'm checking out the traffic cameras. I'm seeing a slight delay starting to form as you continue from Virginia eastbound on the freeway toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. DDOT doesn't have anything reported in the way. But then Keep Alert are going to be checking to see if something's there causing the sudden slowdown on the freeway east near the 3rd Street Tunnel. DC 295 southbound starting to fill in with the rush hour forming, heading past East Capitol Street. Let's go Maryland on 270 through Urbana and down to Hyattstown. That'll be our slow stretch as we start to get underway here and beyond through Germantown, Gaithersburg, Rockville, wide open start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning will break. We'll get under high pressure, becoming partly cloudy in 89 this afternoon. Tonight, some clouds and warm 71, but that's about normal. Tomorrow, some change, subtle changes, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees, traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
May be difficult if you're flying Delta this morning. Delta, which has long been joked, stands for doesn't ever leave the airport, is not leaving the airport this morning. And we're not talking about just locally. We're talking about worldwide. Apparently, their reservation system, their check-in system is down, and all Delta flights that are outgoing have been at least temporarily grounded while they try to get this under this fixed. Now, the flights that were in air, no problem there. They're going to be able to land safely, no problem. But no flights are going out at the moment. And according to some reports, they're actually trying to do the old-fashioned way, checking in with papers instead of computers.
Uh-huh.
And that's not going to go well because they don't do it very often. They're not generally set up for it, and it always goes very badly. So they
will
be
trying. Well, and you wonder about security issues there, too.
You do. You wonder about that for sure. So, as it stands right now, if you are flying out on Delta Airlines somewhere, it's going to be a very, very, very long day. And as it stands right now, they're saying that all flights are grounded. Man, that's thousands and thousands of flights around the country.
Well, and this is the height of summer vacation.
Right.
I mean, this is when a lot of people are coming back or heading out on summer vacations at this time of year, and it's just going to be awful. It's as if it's not bad enough traveling during this time of year.
Yeah.
Delta, thanks, Delta.
Yeah. I'm trying to look up how many flights are actually going to be affected around the country, but I know Delta is one of the big major, of course, carriers in this country. So getting information about it is going to be very difficult today. And if I were you and I were going to the airport, I would call another carrier and see if you could get on there.
You wonder. A lot of times they do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they honor those issues, or they work out some sort of trade deal with Delta. It's awful when one airline goes down, and it makes it recognize how interconnected all of these airports are under. You know, when all of these airliners continue to merge and get bigger and bigger and bigger, it's when one airline goes down, it has a crippling effect.
Yeah, here's the statistic I was looking for. The airline flies to 318 destinations, 6 inhabited continents, 4,804 flights a day. That's how many are impacted right now.
That's a whole lot of people.
That's a whole lot of folks who won't be getting anywhere anytime soon. 5:50, time for El Rushbo.
President Obama's decision to commute the sentences of 214 convicted criminals not going over well in some places. Steve Cook, president of the National Association of Assistant U.S. Attorneys, says Obama's violating clemency guidelines put in place by his own regime. Mr. Cook says that people should be shocked by this. He says these are not nice, little, nonviolent offenders. 55 of the criminals Obama released had firearms convictions, and many of these criminals didn't just possess weapons, they used them in the drug trade. 2 of these criminals who earned a break from Obama were serving time for engaging in a continuing criminal enterprise. They're drug kingpins. Political scientist P.S. Ruckman keeps track of presidential commutations, and he says that Obama has released a total of 562 criminals, more than the previous 9 presidents combined. So Obama shows up on TV after shootings with tears in his eyes to denounce congressional Republicans for not infringing on the Second Amendment. The Democrat Party regularly demonizes the NRA, which is dedicated to legal gun ownership and safety. Yet with a stroke of his pen, Obama releases criminals convicted of using illegal guns in the commission of crimes. And not a peep from Hillary Clinton or other Democrat Party hacks. I have a sad prediction for you. There will be new victims at the hands of these newly released bad guys, maybe even murder victims. When that day comes, the Democrats are going to trip over themselves to give Obama a pass.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We can do so much with today's technology, like shop and bank online. We can use public Wi-Fi. But those things can expose your personal information to identity thieves. LifeLock believes that you can still feel good about doing all those things and not having to worry, because LifeLock can help protect you from identity theft. Unlike free credit monitoring services, which only detect changes in your credit, LifeLock's proprietary technology detects and alerts you to a huge variety of identity threats. And their U.S.-based specialists work to resolve issues if your identity is ever stolen. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can do a lot more with more peace of mind. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Enrollment takes minutes. Protection starts immediately. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Promo code RUSH. 10% off your deal. 800-440-4833.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend concussions, sports injuries, and other injuries on Wednesday, August 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Attend Ageless Health 2016, maximizing the fountain of your youth. Live without pain and finally restore your physical capacity. Join radio personality and author Dr. Tom Rozelle, DC and guest speakers at Ageless Health 2016 on Thursday, October 13th at the Angelica Film Center, Mosaic in Fairfax, Virginia. Learn why Ageless Health is the most effective way to create a lifelong healthcare plan that will change your life forever. For event details and early bird registration, call 703-698-7117 or visit agelesshealth2016.com.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland 270, delays now before you get to the exit for Route 80 Urbana, and really starting to see that getting quite congested. Crews are checking for the crash reported, could be the culprit here, reported south of 109 in the Hyattstown area on southbound 270. No problems to report on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, George-Washington Parkway, you're looking good. For Virginia 95, pockets of delays, first in Aquia, Dale City into Woodbridge, 395, looks good from the Beltway to and across the inbound 14th Street. Bridge 66, a little bit of volume now as you make your trip into into Centerville, but I'm seeing a little bit of volume to get past the rest area quickly forming. We'll take a look and see if there's anything in the way there. Keep alert. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll end up in pretty good shape after some overcast this morning. Just a few clouds mixing in with sunshine today. Up to about 89 degrees, pretty close to where we should be. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 75 degrees in the nation's capital, 5:56.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop. Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before, so don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to IdentifyEPI.com and take the symptom quiz. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to IdentifyEPI.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengels, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, New Look will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. with TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Coming up on WMAL.
Donald Trump had some new ideas about a child care deduction. Are you on board with that idea?
Also, well, it was the Olympics, the first weekend. We've got our review of that opening ceremony. Is it over yet, by the way, that opening ceremony? Have they finished it yet? It's